This is part two of an interview with Peter Coyle of the Lotus Eaters, filmed at The Forge in Camden Town, London, on 1st February 2024. It's brought to you by Make a Difference with Records, a Godalming, Surrey-based vinyl store that raises funds for the mental health charity Catalyst, and by The Creative Well, a professional services firm that supports the mental health and well-being of people involved in the music business. You can find out more about us at makeadifferencewithrecords.com and at thecreativewell.com. My name's Anthony from Make a Difference with Records, and we're here to do part two of our That's My Vinyl Answer interview with Peter Coyle of the Lotus Eaters, and with me is Nadine Page from The Creative Well. Peter, thanks for finding the time to see us for a second stint at this. So we're here in The Forge in North London today. You're on the second night of a mini UK tour, playing some of your new album tonight, or most recent album, but you're also redoing No Sense of Sin on its 40th anniversary from start to finish. Is that nostalgia, fan demand, or is it unfinished business?
What a great question. It's all of them. It's all of them, really. It's really interesting, and it's really scary that it's 40 years. But it's beautiful to just sort of like look at the young people we were 40 years ago. So it's quite interesting, and how little's changed and how much has changed, you know. But it's a cathartic experience, actually. It's a cathartic, and in terms of and if it makes people happy, I'm happy, because, you know, we need a little sugar and honey in our lives, and if it does the job, I'm happy.
Good. Definitely makes us happy. So the first night last night, you performed at the famous Cavern Club in Liverpool. That must have been really special, some kind of homecoming.
Yeah, actually, it was very emotional. I didn't cry though. Well, I did a bit, but not too much. So it was great, and it was really, it meant a great deal. And, you know, I'm hoping tonight will be the same. You know, I don't want to cry, but I do want it to be emotional. I do want it to be spiritual, and I do want connections, because life is short, and we just need to connect to what's important in life and what matters. And what matters is our togetherness, and music is one of the biggest gifts to do that.
Absolutely. I think I might cry tonight. It's a really important album to me. I also can't believe that it's 40 years old either. It's quite amazing, really, to think that it can still, you know, move me in the same way, maybe in different ways, but very moving. And I think we're in for a treat tonight, because having been at the soundcheck, you sounded great. So the last time we spoke, last time we saw you and interviewed you was July last year. You had just released Phasing, your most recent album. What tracks on there are you most proud of, and why?
I'm not really sure, to be honest, because I'm awful. I kind of do it. I put so much into it. I'm very obsessive. I put so much into it. And once it's done, I have to then move on, because otherwise I'll get stuck, and I need to be creative. You have to change is absolutely crucial, and also I've been busy with doing lots of other things, so it's difficult for me that. But I mean, I do know there's some lovely personal. It's a different album, and I'm proud of it. You know, I know it's gone under the radar, but it's. I'm glad I made it. I'm just so glad. And, you know, I'm going to be carrying on.
Yeah.
I think it's important that old people like me carry on making new stuff. I think that's important, because it's a beautiful process, and you learn every time.
I mean, as an album, Peter, it's very... There's definitely a mood that runs through it. Songs are quite different, but there's a mood that runs through it. And you get this kind of feel, you're bathed in kind of feelings and emotions as you listen to it. You've talked in the past about music, and I think you mentioned it a minute ago, about being a cathartic experience. And you've also talked about making an album being a really painful process. What is it that drives you still to continue to make great music?
life. and you know, it's just a beautiful thing to do. I'm so lucky to create, all of us create, and every single day of our lives, and it's important that we do that. You know, we all do it, and it's the one of the key things to being healed, because the creative process heals me massively. I won't ever hide that. If I didn't have that, I'd be in trouble. So it's really good for me. It's a good process.
So Peter, we've talked a lot about the benefits of music and mental health, and you've just been describing it from your perspective as the creator of music. We're now about to talk about some of sort of musical highlights from your life, and music for all of us, I think, when we hear it, transports us emotionally, and we almost smell and feel times when we first heard that piece of music. So we're going to take you down memory lane, and Nadine, I think you're going to kick us off with the first question.
Yeah, so what was the first album that you ever bought, and do you still have it?
I don't have any albums, actually, but it was Space Ritual by Hawkwind, and I bought it for £179 in Virgin, and I got it by singing choir song, you know, like Ave Maria in like old people's flats, and that got me enough money to buy Space Ritual and Tales from Topographic Oceans. Ooh. From by Yes.
Excellent. And what was the first single that you bought?
Down in Devilgate Drive by Susie.
Amazing. I used to love that. And you know what? I loved it so much. I used to nag. My mum was pregnant and she had a little girl. And so I nagged my mum to call her Susie. Mm. And I nagged her so much that she actually called her. Her middle name's actually Susie, spelled the same way as Susie Quattro.
Nice. I just love her voice. Yeah. I just love that raw kind of. Especially. Yeah. And with it being a woman, you know, it was yeah. good. It was a good moment.
Yeah, what a great choice.
Yeah.
So, well, those were the easy. Those are the warm-up questions. Yeah. Those are just factual questions. So we now get on to the difficult stuff. So the house is on fire, only metaphorically, as it were.
Yeah.
And you're rushing out, and you can only save one album. What's the album you couldn't do without that you would have to take with you?
That is so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really, really hard. But part of me is thinking, if we could, Eric Sarti, because the calmness, the stillness, in fact, it makes me, the stillness and the calmness in that music was so revolutionary and rebellious, and still today, that's the beauty of the spirit. It just doesn't age. So I think it would be the Gymnopédies by Eric Sarti, because,
okay.
or the minimal music by Jerome, forgotten his name. It's a Dutch piano player, but it's this maths fella in the 50s, and he wasn't a musician. He just made music, minimal music, but writing it down, stuck it in a drawer. And they only found it like 10 years ago, kind of thing. And that is stunning as well. But it's the same spirit, that kind of calm, stillness, silence, beautiful.
So,
I'm cheating there, sorry.
One of the great things about the resurgence of vinyl, from my perspective at least, is that a lot of the artwork that's hidden away in relatively small CD cases for many years has now surfaced in its full intended glory.
Yeah.
Which makes me then come on to the next question for you, Peter, which is, if you were to think about one album cover that you'd want to have up on your wall, and you could only have one, what would that album cover be and why?
Probably Lamb Lies Down, simply because it changed everything. It changed everything for me. So in terms of artistically, it's not, but the emotional connection's the one. Or Real Life by Magazine. I absolutely adore that artwork and album. Okay. Hello, Howard. We love you, Howard.
Feeling the love.
Yeah.
So if you could collaborate with anyone, who would it be, alive or dead?
Alive or Dead.
Yeah. Or you might have already collaborated with them.
Well, I have been very lucky. I have. It's an absolute joy. But I think I would love to work with Morton Feldman. I know that sounds weird, but I would, because it would be a really difficult thing to do, and I'd like to try it. And,
yep.
You know, and John Cage. Again, I'm not trying to appear like an intellectual, or I'm just a kid from Walton. You know, I'm a working class kid who was lucky enough to go to grammar school. But, you know, people like Morton Feldman and John Cage, who are both dead, sadly, are exciting to me.
Mm-hmm.
In what way?
Well, they're just so different. The space, it's that kind of... They just broke all the rules and created... had new ways of approaching melody and structures. And they were just so gentle and soft. And, OK, they didn't work in a pop field. They worked more in a classical field. But in the pop field, I'd love to work with... Actually, yeah, I'd love to work with Dua Lipa. I know she wouldn't, but the girl is talented. Oh, sorry, the woman. The woman's so talented. Mm. And I'd love to work with her to just, again, not about a career thing, just because I think her voice is just beautiful and I'd learn stuff from her. And I'd love to, you know, I would like enjoy that.
Let's put that out into the universe.
So, Dua, if you're watching, you know to get in touch with her.
Hi, Dua.
I'm his agent.
Yeah.
So, is there a concert, a gig that you would love to go to, an artist that you'd love to see, or you wish you had seen?
I'd love to have seen Marvin Gaye.
Mm.
Because when Marvin Gaye... when Marvin Gaye jammed...
Mm-hmm.
It's like when he just went out there, because that man, boy, whatever, was so talented and so gifted and so introverted and troubled, you know, but when he got lost in the music in the right way and he found his zone,
yeah,
just magnificent. Magnificent.
So Peter, we come to the kind of final leg, the two last questions, both of which are really important to us in the context of our mental health conversation. And the first one is around, we've called it our virtual vinyl vault. We thought it'd be a really nice idea to ask each artist we interview to nominate three records that would be beneficial in the context of mental health challenges. So whether people want quiet reflection, whether they want escapism, maybe want a moment of just being uplifted. If you were to pick three albums for the virtual vinyl vault, what would they be and why?
Melt by Peter Gabriel.
Okay.
The man's an angel, simple as, just an angel. And what a beautiful album, what a lovely album.
Did you choose that for any particular tracks on it or not?
Well, it's quite funny because Here Comes the Flood is one of my favourite, and that's not on that album.
It's not, it's on the first, isn't it?
But yeah. I do love, I love Intruder. I know it's not cool, but I just love Intruder because it's just so shocking. And also, you know, I remember seeing, I saw that before it was released at Nebworth, I think, where Phil Collins was on drums. And it was so exciting seeing Biko. So exciting.
Yeah,
can't tell you. Or was it at the, it may have been at the his festival he did, the WOMAD.
The WOMAD festival.
I went to the first one.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Peter Hamill walking around, super, super hero of mine. And, you know, yeah.
Yes, I remember putting that album for the first time and you hear Intruder and you think, oh my God, what is this?
Yeah.
It just actually scares the bejesus out of you in the first few tracks. It was amazing.
Well, that's one of his... the man is a genius because he forgives his darkness. So he allows his chaos to emerge in order to show people the healing process within that. It sounds weird to say that, but in a safe space, he creates he allows the chaos to emerge in a safe space and for it to kind of resolve itself. The man's
Okay.
Top draw. Hiya, Peter.
Wonderful.
So that was the first one. What's the second?
Wish You Were Here.
Yeah.
Simply because it was so... The fact that it's to Sid Barrett, you know, the fact that it's a kind of tribute to him, but it's really loving and beautiful and so otherworldly. For me, it's one of the most spiritual albums ever.
Mm. So you choose that Floyd album over, for example, Dark Side of the Moon?
Oh, by a mile.
Yeah.
By a mile.
Yeah.
Because politics bores me. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's just...
I'm with you.
It just doesn't move me. Mm-hmm. It's a spirit that interests me, and it's the connections. Okay. And that album is so loving and warm.
Yeah.
And with the right intention to celebrate a beautiful artist who didn't make it. You know, because it's a tough ride, and not everyone makes it. You know, we need to, you know, forgive each other for the pitfalls that we constantly hit.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, beautiful album for The Vault, for the reasons you've just given. Your final one of the three would be what?
Probably What's Going On by Marvin Gaye, because of his... How can I put it? Again, just a deeply... Someone who's, for me, and I never met him, I wish I, but a really troubled man, but a really beautiful man, but didn't know how to connect it with the space around him, with the earth. He just didn't know how to... Because, again, he was full of the chaos, which, you know, lots of men experience and live with every single day of their life, but he didn't know how to... harmonize it in a way, and how to kind of explore positive and healing ways forward. Because but he was so shy, and he was just because his experiences were so stark and different. Where did he belong? What social group was he in? What sexuality was he? What colour was he? Because he broke all the boundaries. The man was an absolute genius, and you know, he should never be forgotten. And what a voice! Mm. I mean, I would die for a voice like that.
And that particular album, because
well, it's actually political. So you know, it just shows you how conflicted and how. That's a political. That's the kind of politics I like, because it's so human. It's about compassion. Like, you know, like, so for example, I can't believe I'm even mentioning his name because I don't like him. But when the man who shall not be named said education, 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 that was music to my ear because that's what we need now. Education, education, education. We need...
To fight bigotry, etc.
Yeah. And to become closer and work. We work hard. It's so good to work and to work together on a goal. Whether or not you achieve that goal, just to work together is where it's at. Yeah. Sorry.
No, so, don't be sorry, because, you completely speak my language. I'm so proud that, you know, you're an ambassador for the creative world, because you really do genuinely speak from the heart, and it's kind of the philosophy that runs right through the creative world, and it's about the love, the connectivity, you know, looking after each other, compassion, and you've got all of that, and it's wonderful. So don't be sorry.
Three great choices, if I may say so, for the Vault. The last question, which is where we get to your vinyl answer... is we ask you, you've been in the business for well over 40 years, successful member of the Lotus Eaters, founding member of the Lotus Eaters, and of course a successful solo artist. If you were to pick one album out of that span that you think we should stock in Make a Difference with Records, which one would you choose and why?
Well, it'd be No Sense of Sin, mainly because it's the most known, and it will hopefully help be the most positive and effective for what you're doing, but also because it's the 40th anniversary, and so it's just a nice sort of circle, if you like. It just kind of completes the circle.
Yeah.
And its intentions were really beautiful, you know, whether or not, you know, but the intentions and the sort of the way forward was an outlier. It was very brave, revolutionary, and different. And so that's why I choose it.
Peter, that is lovely to hear you say that, and we're very grateful for you donating the album to us.
Oh, bless you.
Which we will be auctioning to raise money for the mental health charity. But for now, Peter, I just want to say on behalf of Nadine and myself, thank you so much for your time tonight, and we're really looking forward to the gig.
Bless you.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
That was part two of our interview with Peter Coyle. You can find part one and several other interviews with musicians on our YouTube channel, That's My Vinyl Answer, and similarly on the same channel as a podcast on all audio platforms. If you need to know more about us and The Creative Well, you can find us at makeadifferencewithrecords.com and thecreativewell.com.